up now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month, we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday. It's the end of May, and it's the starting of a new month coming soon, of the sixth month. But tonight on Telepathic Tuesday, we're going to get ready for a lesson in teaching on mindfulness. Yeah, it was a new word that came in. As you know, the Masters will wake me up and give me a word for the day and a teaching within that word always comes through. And so for tonight, the message and the word is coming in with the word mindful, F-U-L-L-ness. And so I just want to get a message here before we get into the word of mindfulness, just to go over what has been happening with a lot of us, and also this whole energy of being in that higher state of getting to know yourself. You know, really with this seclusion or separation in the last 2 months, you really got to really nestle in to find out certain emotions, certain energies, your strong points, your weak points, your frustrated points, all these sort of emotions we got to really experience, come to know ourselves. And so what we're going to do is just get a message from the Masters with what they want us to do. So I just want to just get into my stillness right now and see what the message is that they want to give us with about what's been happening with the fields around us, with what we've been experiencing and what is unfolding. I think what is unfolding or revealing feels like what their message is going to be tonight. It's a very, very strong energy all of a sudden arriving. So breathe gently, breathe deeply, and align into the stillness in the room where you're sitting, and allow that stillness to bathe, cleanse, and purify all of your thought forms, and all of the chakra body and all of the energy body and all of the outer aura body. To feel this essence of your own divine presence that you've come to know on a deeper level in this past few weeks. There are many new strands of light fields pouring onto the grid systems of our new Mother Earth. She is opening up her lotus petals of absolute crystalline light realities for all to become aligned into. We are all walking in the path of renewing and reclaiming our own inner joy and inner peace of this new light that has begun releasing everything around us to be in a higher vibration of love. Look around you each day as you are purging your thought forms more often throughout the day. And you are feeling the light within your bodies, within your minds, as a solemn gratitude of love seems to be peeking through your inner heartbeat, into your inner mind. As you begin each day with listening to the sounds of the elements and the animals and the winged around you, you're becoming more aware of how you are actually being guided, directed, nurtured, and protected. As your own infinite soul within you is unfolding and peering out from the veil of absolute consciousness realities of who you truly are, more of you are soaring beyond the beyond, and you are stepping into portals, passing through these veils of your own realities. And we are no longer hiding, no longer pretending, no longer following others, no longer emotionally trapped in our minds, and no longer not knowing of who and what we are. We are on a journey of reality consciousness. The spiritual body is coming into light within us now. Since we've been in our own consciousness fields of separateness onto one another for many weeks now, and in the separation, we are out of many others' thought forms and emotions and low energies for some that would have been filling our outer fields, preventing us from raising up into this new consciousness of our own inner self. We've been blanketed by others' thought forms and other energies in mass fields of consciousness. And now we are living in a protective field of masking and gloving our own physical form. Yet, we are actually preparing our inner soul child being to come into a soul awareness, to be fully unveiled within us at just the right moment when we're ready. And so what happens is, as we are in this protective separateness, we are actually aligning more often into our higher soul, into our inner child, without knowing. When you're alone in your quietness of the day or early morning, your inner child opens your heart and mind with a word or an intuition. You're able to hear that now. You're getting clarity beyond intuitiveness. It's clear vibrations. You need only listen and ask. Show me a sign that you are within me and that we are connecting right now. Feel the warmth arrive in your heart. Ask for this holy, gentle, peaceful energy to flow into all that you are today. Fill my body, fill my mind, heal my mind of any emotional wounded timelines, including this lifetime, so that my body and mind will be an apt bliss to be connected to you, and my inner child will become the light energy of peace and love in this oneness. It becomes stronger now. We're evolving more rapidly now while we're in this masked vibration on a physical level. You just breathe in the stillness now. Breathe it in deeper into your heart, of your inner heartbeat, of your inner child. Embrace these energies throughout your entire body. That energy, that essence, is who you are. The masks and the gloves that have been invisible that you've been wearing coming off. It is time to know who you are. We are more than ready to expose ourselves and express ourselves as our inner child knows that we want to be on the highest level of elevated vibrations within our inner body and inner mind, since we've been connecting, and that we want to express our souls of light onto all others who are also unveiling their souls of light from within. When we all stand in this light of our higher soul's consciousness on the sacred moment of trusting and knowing, all will be revealed from within. And then the gloves will be off. There will be no masks. Your hidden inner child will be exposed and in a highest state of light. in this time of quietness and stillness, where we've had moments to ourselves longer in the day, has allowed us to remove the masks of fear, of shame, and guilt, and any other old ways of thought forms. It is all just falling away. You're tapping into your trueness of oneness. You're tapping into a trusting and a believing of a higher reality. And when the sacred day or night arrives for each one of us, when you have this inner knowing state appear, when you breathe in and tap into your own soul's light, there's an inner knowing that becomes you. And there's no masks to hide behind. There's no gloves to hold us away from feeling one another's love. And the world becomes a lighter place for this planetary ascension to begin. We become a oneness vibration of our soul light frequencies emanating in our aura bodies, in our telepathic minds, in our transmitting hearts. We no longer wear the gloves, the masks. We no longer hide behind a fear-based program or thought form. We are who we are of light. In Anmadiya Chukulia Tidana. And so the taking off of the masks and gloves that we've been wearing for so many hundreds of thousands of years and been hiding behind for so long without knowing, it has awakened us in this lifetime that the physical masks and gloves that we've had to wear for protection is actually amplifying our awareness of energy, of consciousness. And it's awakening and removing layers of our thought forms. And our hearts and minds of our inner child is opening up our minds to a new way of living, breathing, and operating. How extraordinary that what we've been wearing invisibly to now becoming that what we've been asked to wear physically is awakening a global consciousness into a higher state of coming to know oneself, to trust oneself, and to feel a divine light and peacefulness. Not of fear. The awareness is of love, of peace. It's not of fear. And the masters bring forward a word today. Mindfulness. And he speaks now. Each morning, child, awakened to a mind full of listening. Each morning, continue to do this as you begin. First thing, waking up, listen to your higher thoughts of your own divine mind that is sitting within you and carry the divinities of the light mind energies throughout your entire day. This is where all will be revealed to you of your truth. As you listen to your thought forms as often as you can, and any thought form that is not of this absolute peace and bliss, you will ask. You will ask your inner child within your inner heart of light, where did those thought forms come from? Why did I just say that, hear that, feel that? Feel the essence in that divine moment of your inner soul's presence arrive in the stillness. As you are listening, you are creating a mind full of being in your light mind, of the full essence of the Master Energy. You are asking your inner child, where is that thought form coming from? Who said that? Why am I feeling that? And you are listening to the energies of your body. And you are feeling the essence of me, your Master Energy. And your mind will be full of the Master's essence. What is going through your mind right now? Feel the alignment of peace and light fueling you. Now ask, what is it that you have for me right now? Feel the alignment. What is it you would have me do? Show me a sign. The sign of the energy field is connecting you. And when you are connecting, like you are just now, of this beautiful peace and warmth, then you are building a level of trust within your own heart and soul child of your inner being. As you ask and receive of the energies that are peace and love, the understanding within your mind will flow so that soon your mind begins listening to all of these new energies of the intelligence thought forms of your master soul. Those energies of me, Master Energy, of your inner child, will begin arriving more and more as your new thought forms. Remember, the masks are off. The gloves are off. Your inner child is speaking to you loud and clear. And your mind and the ego are now going to start listening. They're intrigued by the intelligence. And the lowering energies of thought forms will start discarding away and dissolving. And you will feel in your heart, your inner child. And you will know within your mind of a soul connection. The Achi Toko Torodo, mindfulness. The mind is full of the essence of your own light presence. And if you listen to your true thoughts, and release all other thoughts to the ethers and continually shift into the vibration of stillness the moment you feel, sense, or hear of a lowering energy, move into stillness, tap into that vibration, breathe it in. Instantly, you will connect and communicate to your higher mind. It's right there now. It will stay there. It will wait for your stillness. And then listen. As soon as you connect, then listen and feel the energetic fields around your ears. The energetic fields around your heart. And then you will easily allow yourself to move into the higher thoughts. And these higher thoughts will become longer moments of your inner mind. Because your inner mind will begin always flowing through you in fullness of love. The fullness of love is you, now fueling your own thought forms of your own higher light essence, of your higher consciousness at all moments. Beautiful understanding of the word of mindfulness has been poured through these masters in an understanding of all that is transpiring for all of us, while Gaia's own body, own heartbeat, and magnetic fields are adjusting and peeling away of her layers, so that the higher consciousness will allow her to breathe in to her chakra body also. To clear our mind of existing thought forms and retrieving the lightness of our higher mind, move into an activation. Ne inchi yukura mariyat tarana. As I know that when there's an understanding and a word and knowledge, the activation always integrates you're on a higher frequency to fuel the body, to fuel the mind, so that you can adapt yourself to staying in this resonating frequency that's coming through. It's not an easy task. It's something that you would be practicing all night, of listening to your thought forms and understanding where they're coming from, especially when there's a repetitive thought or a song or a word. And it could also be an action, because mindfulness is not just thought forms, it is also actions. So if you have an activity that you seem to do every day that you don't want to do, or that you don't know why you've picked up this habit or where the habit came from, you can also move into the stillness and tap into your higher soul essence and ask, where did this action of this habit come from? Why is it here? I release it with love. I let go of these habits and patterns that are not of the higher light of who I am now. And then breathe in the essence of the stillness, vibration, and feel your inner child resonating within you. That's your connection. Release me of this habit. Release me of this pattern. And the thought form that is created of this pattern. I no longer own this thought form that creates this habit and pattern at the set time every day. Whew. And we just blow that out the door. We're no longer operating on that waveform of that mind, thought form, and activity that was created. And then you go into the stillness once more, and you're going to feel something moving around inside your heart, moving around the back of your head, maybe moving around in the lower belly. There's a craving to do something, or a craving to eat something or drink something or go somewhere. Ooh, and you'll get that pulling out. Because your own higher soul understands that your inner child wants the gloves off, the masks are off. It wants to be a soul light being inside of you. And it wants to be pure. And it wants this pulled out of you, pulled off of you, pulled away from you. It is not mine. It is no longer controlling my thought forms, controlling my habits. It never was mine. It placed the mask around me of who I really am. And now the masks are off, the gloves are off, and I am standing in freedom as a light soul essence, the mindfulness of knowing all is filling my heart and fueling me and fulfilling my journey now with knowledge, wisdom, with ability. And I am ready to move up in consciousness into my true divinity, to the knowing and trusting and understanding that all thought forms create habits, create patterns, become programs. And while I was pulled away from these programs and habits of others, I recognized on my own, I don't think like that. I don't do that as much. I haven't craved those things that often anymore. Because my mind was not filled with those others, feelings, thought forms. Being away from all means going in from the deepest rooted vibrations of love and peace and purges out a lot of old energies. And it's all in the clearing. It's all in the past. It's all forgiven the moment it happened in the past. So we're clicking our shoes, and as Dorothy did, and we're skipping into the higher frequencies of a new being, of light, of freedom, of joy. And we thank the Masters for this beautiful, beautiful word, and the word and the action of the word that has created all that we've been transmitting so far to come into a new reality. So I just want to do an activation for your mind and for your inner child, your soul, to come to know one another. Since we've got this beautiful teaching, let's go inside and see that inner child and connect to the soul being of who we are. Okay. Just going to move my chair back a little bit so I can get my feet nicely anchored on the ground. I'm going to just push my shoulders back a little bit. Ooh, I just have to stretch. Relax the spine. Relax my shoulders. And stretch your neck up a little bit. Move your jaw down. Take a deep breath in. And just let go. Just let go of everything. And get your feet nicely anchored and feeling warm to the heartbeat of Gaia. Now breathe in the essence of this wonderful presence of who you are. It is settled within your mind right now. As you feel that essence that you're breathing in through the crown, through the mouth, down into the heart, the essence is of peace, and it relaxes your shoulders and your neck even more. Breathe it down through the spinal column. And breathe in deeper and deeper into the body of the stillness of your own essence, of your own light, love, and peace of who you are. Breathe it even deeper into your heart. And visualize the light expanding in your heart. Now I want you to feel the energy of light flowing through you now. Right down to your feet. Your body's relaxing. Your heart is expanding of the light. Inside your inner mind's eye is light. Spinal column is relaxing even more of light. And you are now going to begin listening. Your inner child has found you. Within your heartbeat, feel this essence of love and light. Your soul is igniting the love and peace your inner child. Just receive. Your inner child is whispering, just be me. Breathe it in. It is awakening its divine essence of peace. Just be me. And there's an empowering feeling within you now of knowing who you are that is awakened within you. Just turning up the stillness a bit stronger now so that you can tap into that essence of your inner soul child. Breathe it in deeper into your heart. Just become it. And let it wrap around you, not just inside you. Let it breathe it in and breathe it around you to connect. And you're grounding even deeper with your feet into Gaia. As you're feeling this amplifying golden energy flowing within and around you. Keep connecting. Feel this soul light essence within your heart, within your mind, within your being. Do you feel? What do you see? And feel. Listen to all that is around you and all that is flowing within your inner mind. And breathe that in. Nidshada, it is peace. And it is your soul's essence that is flowing within and upon you in this stillness. Place your hands on your heart. Feel the gentleness flowing within you, flowing on your hands, and this gentleness flowing within you and around you on your hands is your own conscious reflection of your light being, of your inner child's fields that you are breathing in your heart and breathing into your hands of light, of peace, of gentleness, of connecting and communicating gently through your heart, through your hands, through your mind. Breathe it in. Feel more of this peaceful, mindfulness of light flowing through you. As your own inner child is connecting even stronger to you within your heart, within your inner mind, of inner beingness, of fullness, of mindfulness, of peace, light, and love. Dika badi chita di kieka kakaya shoya noya mea shela. Don't you know? Just be me. Niki shitira now. We connect. Niki shita now. We know the light. Nikaji shita is a peace. Nature. You are letting go of all of your thought forms. And you are in absolute oneness of your inner child, your inner child's mind, and the soul being of this love, light, and harmony and freedom and all is of peace. You are special. You are here on this planet to express your inner soul being of a child of light, love, and peace that shall be fueled by your own sacred knowledge and gifts that are now unmasked and unveiled from within you now. What do you see right now of that inner child's energy of light? For every day, you will align, attune, and adapt to this same light of this inner child's mind. As you are listening only to this soul light mind of your new consciousness of light and this new vibration of love within your heart and mind. For you will be elevating into a oneness consciousness of your soul, who will speak to you, heal you, and teach you. So that you may do this same essence of light intelligence in your aura body onto one another. of your new reality consciousness that has been unveiled and unmasked upon this entire planet at this time. Of going within, becoming, unveiling, nurturing, connecting, aligning, communicating. Holiest of holies of light. That Kanda Dichado awakens all children within all soul child frequencies. Is awakening. All is of divine holiest perfection. As you breathe in your own peace that is around you, it will move through you, fill your mind, expand your heart. And move around you, upon you, and within you, as you are fully connected in all fields within the body, around the body, onto one another, of your own soul essence of light, of love, of knowledge. It is imprinted, child. It is embedded into the heartbeat of their inner soul, child. It is recognized within the inner mind of the soul mind of light. Your own soul essence within your own heart. Of your own child is deeper. Feel the energy within your body. Now feel the energy in the room where you are. That is your soul essence. It is within you, around you, and ready to operate with all light thought forms of all light intelligences, with all light healing of your body, of your mind at any time. Wiggle your toes. Open your eyes and smile. And get ready for your next thought form to transmute for your inner child's higher mind is now within you. You are at peace, and your inner child loves you. Give thanks and great gratitude to the holiest of holy light masters of intelligences that bring forward the word, the teaching. Mindfulness a word that creates an action through thought forms that are now being recognized and exposed as if we have awakened our inner soul child to be further connected, that we are always communicating within our own heartbeat, of our own inner mind, of our own inner child, that is of the light and is nurtured by the light and fueled by the essence of our divine soul's presence. Thank you for being with me here tonight to be with your own higher light beings and your own higher masters of multi-dimensions. They will be working with you, all of your spirit guides, angelic ones, illumined ones, celestial ones will always be working with you when those thought forms are arriving. Ask, these are not my thought forms, leave. And know within your mind that these spirit guides and masters who are with you, dancing around you in light, will immediately remove them as your inner child in you. Ask, this is not my thought form. Go to the light. This is not my activity, my habit, my program. Go back to your source. I am a light being. I am connected to my soul child. And I am light, love, and all intelligence. Do this every day. The gloves are off. The masks are off. Your inner child has exposed herself, himself to you tonight. And we are ready to ascend with Gaia. I look forward to having you tomorrow night join me for the 9 Code of Consciousness course that you can align into on my website, IamInfiniteAll.com. And I am opening up a new website, which will be launching on Friday or Monday next week. We will be launching a brand new website of all of my teachings for all of you, NoraWalksInSpirit.com. How simple is that? Go to my name.com, NoraWalksInSpirit.com, and you will see all of my teachings on board there. And that new website I'll be launching on this upcoming weekend for you. Until then, I'll see you tomorrow night on the 9 Code course. It is an elevated teaching. It is high frequency masters that come in. For those of you that are working in the grid systems of your higher dimensional journeys that you take, and those of you that have developed your gifts or want to move your gifts into a higher frequency, we will be working on the matrix fields of the grid systems tomorrow night. Have a lovely evening. Stay connected and be in every thought form. Be there with your inner child. Blessings.